Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narchery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Martin Gilbert, The First World War: A Complete History, offers a wide-angle narrative of the conflict that reshaped the 20th century. Known for his work as a leading British historian, Isaud Mentz Gilbert approaches the war as a global event rather than a solely European struggle, moving from the political crisis of 1914 to the vast battlefields, oceans, and home fronts that sustained 4 years of industrialized fighting. This men, the book aims to make sense of how decisions by governments and generals interacted with the lived reality of soldiers and civilians. It traces campaigns on the Western Front, while also giving substantial attention to Eastern Europe, the Middle East, Africa, and the wider imperial dimensions of the war. Gilbert also highlights the human cost through accounts of daily experience, the pressures of morale, and the changing technologies of destruction. The result is an accessible yet detailed history that connects strategy, diplomacy, and personal testimony to explain why the war unfolded as it did and why its aftermath proved so destabilizing. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, From Crisis to Catastrophe, The Road to War in 1914. A central topic is how a regional shock expanded into a world war through alliance obligations, strategic assumptions, and misread intentions. The book follows the diplomatic chain reaction after the assassination at Sarajevo, showing how Austria-Hungary, Serbia, Russia, Germany, France, and Britain moved from crisis management to mobilization timetables that became difficult to stop. Attention is given to the political culture of the period, including fears of encirclement, prestige politics, and the belief that speed and offense would decide outcomes. The narrative clarifies why leaders thought war might be short and containable, and how those expectations shaped the opening offensives. It also emphasizes that the war began as a contest among empires, with colonial ties and global trade quickly drawing distant regions into the conflict. By laying out these interconnected pressures, the book helps readers understand that 1914 was not simply an accident nor an inevitable fate, but a sequence of choices made under constraints. This framing sets up later discussions of responsibility, contingency, and how early decisions locked societies into a struggle that soon exceeded any original aims. Secondly, the Western Front stalemate, attrition, and the industrial battlefield. Another major focus is the Western Front as the defining arena of mass slaughter and tactical deadlock. The book traces how early maneuver collapsed into trench warfare, then developed into set-piece battles where artillery, machine guns, barbed wire, and fortified positions punished frontal assault. Campaigns such as the Somme, Verdun, and Passchendaele are treated as turning points in morale and manpower, illustrating both the persistence of commanders and the limits of existing doctrine. The narrative explains attrition not as a single plan, but as a reality imposed by industrial firepower and the difficulty of achieving breakthrough. Readers see how armies adapted through creeping barrages, improved communications, counter-battery methods, and the gradual integration of tanks and aircraft. Gilbert also underscores the human experience endurance under bombardment, fear, exhaustion, and the fragile routines of trench life, by connecting high-level operational aims with the ground-level consequences. The book shows why the Western Front became a symbol of modern war and why it consumed the resources and political stability of combatant states. Thirdly, A Truly Global War: Eastern Europe, the Middle East, and Imperial Frontiers. The book broadens the lens beyond France and Belgium to show how the war unfolded across multiple theaters with distinct stakes and outcomes. In Eastern Europe, shifting fronts and vast distances produced campaigns marked by mobility, occupation, and profound civilian disruption. While the collapse of old empires set the stage for revolutionary change. The narrative also follows the Ottoman fronts, highlighting why control of the Dardanelles, Mesopotamia, and the Levant mattered to both strategy and post-war settlement. These theaters reveal how local nationalisms, imperial promises, and wartime expedience intersected, often with long-lasting consequences. Attention to Africa and the wider imperial world demonstrates that the war demanded manpower, labor, and materials from colonies, and that naval power and global logistics were essential to sustaining armies. By treating the conflict as a connected system of campaigns, the book helps readers see how decisions in one region affected resources and options elsewhere. This global perspective also clarifies why the peace that followed could not simply restore the old order, because the war had transformed borders, expectations, and claims to self-determination across continents. Fourthly, War at Sea and in the Air Blockade, Submarines, and New Dimensions of Combat. Gilbert highlights how the war expanded into maritime and aerial domains, reshaping both strategy and civilian life. Naval power mattered not only in battles but in economic warfare, particularly the British blockade that squeezed the Central Powers and contributed to hardship at home. The book explains the logic and controversy of submarine warfare, including why unrestricted attacks became a central issue for neutral states and a catalyst for wider involvement. It also addresses the growing role of convoy systems, intelligence, and technology in managing the Atlantic struggle. In the air, reconnaissance transformed battlefield awareness, while bombing introduced the idea that cities and industrial targets could be attacked from above. Although early aviation was limited compared to later conflicts, its psychological impact and its tactical value were significant. The narrative places these developments in context, showing how innovation emerged under pressure and how new tools interacted with old problems such as supply, morale, and political legitimacy. By treating sea and air as essential rather than peripheral, the book underscores that the First World War was a total contest, where control of routes, resources, and information could be as decisive as any single offensive. Lastly, home fronts, social change, and the unstable peace that followed. A final key topic is how entire societies were mobilized, and how that mobilization changed politics, economies, and social relations. The book follows rationing, labor organization, propaganda, and the strains placed on families as casualties mounted. It shows how wartime governance expanded, how dissent was managed, and how expectations shifted for workers and for women drawn into new forms of employment and public responsibility. The narrative also considers the role of morale and endurance, including how suffering at home influenced decision-making at the front and at the negotiating table. The ending of the war is presented not as a neat conclusion, but as a transition into upheaval revolutions, the breakup of empires, and contentious peace terms that attempted to balance punishment, security, and self-determination. The book connects the armistice and treaties to the lingering effects of grief, economic dislocation, and political polarization. By tracing these continuities, Gilbert helps readers understand why the First World War became a seedbed for later conflicts, and why its memory and consequences remain central to 20th century history. In conclusion, this book suits readers who want a comprehensive, narrative-driven understanding of the First World War, including students, general history enthusiasts, and anyone trying to connect battlefield events with global politics and civilian experience. It is especially helpful for readers who already know a few famous battles, but need a coherent picture of how diplomacy, strategy, technology, and social strain interacted across 4 years. The benefit lies in its ability to make the war legible as a system choices made in 1914 shaping the stalemate, shortages at home influencing policy, and campaigns outside Western Europe affecting the final settlement. That broader view can sharpen how a reader interprets modern geopolitics, nationalism, and the risks of escalation when states rely on rigid plans and assumptions. Compared with many single front or single nation accounts, this book is worth buying because it consistently treats the conflict as worldwide and human, balancing large-scale chronology with the lived reality of soldiers and civilians. Readers come away with a clearer grasp of why the war mattered, how it transformed societies, and why its unresolved tensions echoed long after 1918. If you would like to support Martin Gilbert, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.